From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks that come a week after the finalization of an Iran nuclear deal. Carter sought to reassure Israel on Monday, calling the country the bedrock of the American strategy. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power says the deal gives Iran the opportunity to prove its program is peaceful, although concerns about Tehran's behavior remain. The U.S. Congress has started a review of the nuclear deal, which could take up to 60 days, which they can accept or reject. Secretary Kerry spoke to VOA's Persian service and explained about the why the okay from Congress is needed. Meanwhile, North Korea says it has no interest in negotiations similar to those between Iran and world powers that would result in Pyongyang giving up its nuclear capabilities. The foreign ministry statement Tuesday said it's illogical to compare Iran's nuclear agreement with the situation in North Korea because Pyongyang is always subjected to provocative U.S. military hostilities, including massive joint military exercise and a grave nuclear threat. Iran said six world powers finalized a deal last week that would limit Iran's nuclear capabilities in exchange for sanctions relief. Following the agreement, U.S. Undersecretary of State Wendy Sherman called the North Korea to